Okay. All right, we're going to call this meeting to order at 6:34. Will everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Karen, can we have a roll call, please?
Kent Blasro?
Here.
John Quarick?
Here.
Earl Robinson? Jeffrey Bell?
Here.
Ray Bowers?
Here.
David Reed?
Here.
Rita Pelagi?
Here.
We have six members on alternate. David Reed is going to be the fifth. So Dave will be the voting member tonight. Okay. Item number four, any additions, deletions, or acceptance of the agenda? The only thing I'll add is that the item number 10 and item number 13 is asked to be tabled and moved to next month. So we're only going to be hearing one application this evening, which is item number 7. Do I have a motion to adopt the agenda as it is? Motion made by Jeffrey, seconded by John. All in favor? All opposed? Carries. All right, item number 5, the public portion. Does anybody from the public wish to speak on something that is not on the agenda? You're going to have your opportunity when we ask for that application. But anything outside of the three applications that are here, is anybody from the public wish to speak? We have two online. Anybody online? Okay. Not hearing any, make a motion to close the public portion.
I'll make a motion to close the public portion.
Motion made by Ray. Second by John. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carries. Item number 6, we have minutes. We were a little backlogged on that. We have them all.
November 21st, we do not have done yet.
Okay. So, anybody want to make a motion to approve July 18th and October 17th of 2024's minutes meeting?
I'll accept.
John? Second?
Okay.
Second by Jeffrey. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. November's will be tabled for next month. Item number 7, application Roseanne. Robert Hackerud, 5 Genetti Drive, located effective premises, appealing the Derby Zone regulations of 195-26O, that existing hedges need to be removed or cut along the property line less than 6 feet. Applicants, you want to just state your name and your address for the...
Oh, sorry. Attorney Ian Cole, IANCOLE. I'm an attorney at Cohen and Thomas here in Derby, and I'm representing the appellants here, the Hackerwoods. And I have with me certificates of mailings. I don't know who I give them to.
Okay, right here.
I think there was some issue last month that maybe they had not been mailed in time. I guess you have an unwritten rule of 15 days, but you actually have no written rule about 15 days. And I mailed them 10 days before, so everybody got them. I know that. And the clerk told me that you're getting a lot of calls. So before the hearing, and then last hearing, this was continued a month. All right. So... this is our appeal from the decision by the CEO, Kevin White. He issued a letter to my clients on October 1st, 2024. He quotes part of the regulations, Appendix B, figure 32E, about no fence, hedge, or wall exceeding 6 feet in height may be erected within any required side or rear yard. I believe in this residence district, it's within 8 feet of the property line. And if Ms. Hackerud didn't cut them within 14 days, she was going to fine of $50 a day was going to be imposed. And so that's what our appeal was. We filed the appeal on October 11th, which is well within 30 days under the statute. Does everybody have a copy of the letter that Kevin White issued? Everybody does, because it's important. So you have a regulation that sort of governs this type of procedure. It's a regulation 195-80, and it says that the board may reverse, affirm, wholly or partly, or may modify the order or the decision that's being appealed from, and that the board can make such order or decision as, in its opinion, ought to be made. But it also requires an affirmative vote of 4 members to overrule a decision by the CEO. I'm sure you're aware of that, but I just want to make it clear. So the facts, I'm going to have my client, Ms. Hackerud, testify briefly here, but the summary of them is October 1st, you got this letter ordering Ms. Hackerud to cut her arborvitaes or arborvitaes along the property line to 6 feet or incur that fine. In my appeal, I gave a couple of reasons why we were appealing this. And the first is that your regulations don't define, or not your regulations, but the Zoning Commission's regulations do not define what a hedge is. And if you go to the dictionary, and that's in the reasons for appeal I have, it's a type of fence found by formed by a dense row of shrubs or, quote, low-growing trees. And we submit that arborvitaes are not shrubs, and they're not low-growing. These arborvitaes are now close to 15 feet, and there are lots of arborvitaes in the neighborhood that are even taller than that at this point. Okay, so there's nothing in the regulations to prevent planting of trees of any type within that setback area, so long as they are not low-growing trees, or if low-growing, that they are not densely packed. Now, we can see that these arborvitaes, I'll have some pictures for you, they are densely packed, but they're not low-growing. So that can't be defined as hedges. So that's one reason why we're appealing. The other reason we're appealing is that my client will testify that she planted these trees in 2016. And there's a Connecticut statute, and your attorney will, if you need a copy of that, I'll provide it with you, for you, but your attorney will advise you that if a structure has been in existence within a setback, for instance, if a building was built within that 8-foot setback for some reason, it was built and it wasn't discovered and no enforcement action was taken within 3 years, it's considered a non-conforming use at that time. So it's my opinion, that these arborvitaes are structures. And the statute provides a definition of structures, but they are a structure just like a wall, just like a fence, or just like a hedge would be a structure. And it was planted within the 8 feet. And at the time they were planted, they were 6 feet, and they've grown since that time. So these trees have been there since 2016. And now we're 8 years later, and they're about 12 feet tall. So I think the statute applies, and that those trees are now a non-conforming use. And prior to that, there were hemlocks along that property line too. Now, in 2016, those hemlocks had all essentially died, so that's why they replaced these trees. And then the last reason I give in my for reasons for the appeal is that after she got this letter, she walked around the neighborhood to see what's problems with other property lines. And she'll testify that in the neighborhood, she observed lots of taller arborvitaes, much taller arborvitaes than 6 feet, right along property lines. And she feels that she's being singled out here by her neighbor. I believe that's why Mr. White decided to to issue this order because he's getting complaints, constant complaints from his my client's neighbor. So with that, without more, I'm going to ask Ms. Heckeru to come forward, and I will ask. I guess we'll both stand here and ask her questions.
Do you want to make a statement before?
I've made my statement.
Does she? Yeah. Did you want to speak? I didn't know if she was coming up to speak or to.
Yes. I'm going to ask her questions, and she's going to testify.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that part. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So, Ms. Heckeru, where do you live?
5 Ginetti Drive in Derby.
Okay. How long have you lived there?
Going on 48 years.
What's your occupation?
I am a retired teacher of 38 years.
Okay. And what's the name of your neighbor next door?
David Sansini.
Okay. And now, back in October 1st, did you receive a letter from the CEO?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Stating that you, quote, must lower this tree line to 6 feet or less, correct?
Yes, the tree line.
Yep. Okay. The letter did not state that you must lower a fence, correct?
Correct.
It did not state you must lower a hedge, did it?
Correct.
It did not state that you must lower a wall, did it?
Correct.
Okay. Prior to receiving that October 1st, 2024 letter from Mr. White, did you have a prior interaction with the CEO?
Yes, I had several.
Okay. Well, the letter refers to one on September 3rd or 23rd, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that's, so what happened at that interaction?
He came to my house at that time and told me that I had to lower the level of the trees because he was tired of listening to my neighbor complain.
Prior to that meeting with Mr. White at your property on September 3rd, did you have a prior meeting with Mr. White at City Hall?
Yes, I had at least two, perhaps three, but the third one right before this letter, he told me that he and at that time Mayor Zekin came up, looked at the trees, looked at the property, and he said to me, they're beautiful trees. They stay. We're on your side. You don't need to do anything. Do not talk to your neighbor.
All right. So do you, okay, all right. I mean, do you know, there seemed to be a change in Mr. White's thinking between that meeting at City Hall and September 3rd. Do you know why that happened at all?
I don't personally know.
Okay, that's fine. Now, the arborvitaes. The arborvitaes that are along the property line, do you consider that a hedge?
No.
What is it?
We considered a line of privacy trees when we planted them. That's what we had previously with the hemlocks, but because of their deterioration, we decided to take them down, discussed it with Dave, and we planted the mostly 6-foot arborvitaes. They're labeled 4 to 6 feet, and our person at Van Wilgen's helped us pick out the tallest ones, which were just about 6 feet at the time they were planted.
All right, I'm going to show you a photograph. Identify it.
Yes, this is the day that they delivered the arborvitaes and were planting them.
And what was the date?
The date was 2016.
16. And in the spring, fall, when?
It was late spring.
Okay. All right. I'd like to have this as a... I'm going to show you another photograph and ask whether you can identify that.
Yes, this was after they were planted, and the date here is June 6, 2010. Oh, 2016, I'm sorry. That was after they were finished, and maybe a few weeks later. I don't exactly know when.
All right. And there's also apparently a stockade fence on the other side of the trees. What is that?
That's Dave's, not mine.
Okay. And is that taller than 6 feet?
It looked to me like it is, because he has it up higher than six. Even if it's a 6 foot fence, he had cylinders underneath it, and he planted it on top of the cylinders. So it raised it at least 2 feet, I believe.
And Ms. Hackerud, I'm going to show you another photograph and ask whether you can identify it.
Yes, that was probably, I don't have the date on this, but it was probably 2017.
About a year after they were
planted? About a year.
Okay. And does it show the stockade fence on David, your neighbor David's property?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And do these trees, are they all above the 6 foot stockade fence?
Yes, I believe they were.
Okay. And prior to Ms. Hackerud, you referred to that there were hemlocks there, and that's...
Yes.
Okay.
And they were planted the year that we moved into the house. We were asked what we could do for privacy. We were told plant trees. So
okay.
We did.
Okay. And there's a photograph here, and that shows the hemlocks?
Yes.
And do you know approximately what year that was?
It's probably either 84 or 85.
Okay.
That's my daughter in the background. She was born in 81.
And there's an attractive blonde woman in the...
Oh, that's not me.
That's not you.
Okay. Those are three of my friends. It was a birthday party for my daughter. Okay. And they were three of our friends.
Okay.
But they're taller than I am.
So what year was it?
Much taller. She's 5'7", 5'8". It's got to be 84 or 85. I don't remember. It's a long time. What? You said...
And were the hemlocks taken down? When was the hemlocks taken down?
2015, the fall, okay. Late fall, 2015.
And you testified also that you, after you got this order to cut the trees lower, you walked around the neighborhood to see what if there were any other problems with arborvitaes on the property lines?
Right.
Okay. And I'm going to show you a picture. What is that of?
That's one of our neighbors on Schmidt Terrace, this is the back of their house and goes down. Property between the two houses.
Okay. And how tall are those arborvitaes, do you believe?
Well, they look as tall as the house. I really don't know how. Okay. That's a not a raised ranch. That's a colonial.
Okay.
So I don't really know the size.
And is there another house very close by on the right side?
Okay. Yes.
And they appear to be on the property line, these arborvitaes?
Yes, I'm pretty sure that they were. But at the time, we all bought our houses together, and all the neighbors went together on purchasing the trees and planting them.
Okay.
So that's why they are like that.
Okay. And here's another picture I'm showing you.
Yes.
When was that taken?
Maybe a month or two ago. And this was the corner of Gennetti and Colane. This is the second house up from us on Gennetti.
Okay. And there are arborvitaes that are quite tall in that picture, correct?
Yes. Again, okay. Almost as tall as the house.
Okay. And that appears to be on the proper, close to the property line?
Yes. This property almost line. Touches the house.
Okay. And there's a very close
property. Yes.
A very close house next to that one.
Yes.
Too. I'm going to show you another photograph. Can you tell me where that is and when it was taken?
These were all taken at about the same time, so about maybe 2 months ago.
Okay.
And this was on another street further down across, not on our street.
Okay. But what does it show?
It shows arborvitaes planted right between the two homes, almost touching
and
the homes.
And they appear to be much taller than 6 feet, correct?
Absolutely.
And another photograph?
Yes, this is down another street off Gennetti.
Yeah.
And you can see there are trees on both sides of the fence. And
within 8 feet of this fence?
Yes. Oh, yes. Sorry. They're practically touching.
Okay. Maybe and they're much quite, taller than 6 feet?
Absolutely.
And is the fence taller than 6 feet?
I don't know.
Okay.
It could be the way the picture was taken. I don't know.
Show you this photograph, and what is that of?
Yeah, that's my two good neighbors.
Is it across the street?
Right across from my driveway.
Okay.
A different variety of my trees. My trees will never grow to that size.
Mm-hmm.
There are different varieties of arborvitaes, and this was a newer variety that we bought.
Yeah.
It's called Emerald Green, and their expected height is just 15 feet. They could go a little more, just like people. You know,
but I'm talking about the ones that are so they're your arborvitaes are in the picture too, right?
Yes.
Okay. And across the street, there
are arborvitaes,
and they appear to be taller than the house.
Yes.
Okay. And there are two houses there, correct?
Correct.
And it looks like the property line, right? The trees go on both sides of the property line, right up to the houses. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you planted them, the hemlocks for privacy, and that these were replanted for privacy in 2016. Why is the privacy important to you?
Well, it's important because of the way our house faces, and it faces the house next to us. And
Dave's house?
Dave's house. And they can see in from their deck. Now they have an enclosed deck, but they can still see in. And there are cameras that he has on his driveway that he put down on that side. And we can see the cameras from the camera, from every room in the back of our house.
Now,
our dining room, our kitchen, the bathroom, our bedroom.
Okay, I understand. But, I mean, have your neighbors commented on things that they see you doing in your house?
Yes, unfortunately, there were some comments made about the way I use my dining room. I'm a quilter. I've quilted a lot, donated a lot, and I was told my dining room is a mess. I shouldn't quilt there. I should use my back room. Other things about where I have placement of things in my house. And I just think privacy is important. It's your home, and you should be afforded that privacy. And the way the houses were built, the builders did not take that into consideration when they built the houses. Our house was supposed to be faced differently. And when they poured the foundation, we were shocked.
Okay, no further questions. I'm sorry. Maybe Attorney Spotheimer, do you have some questions of the witness?
Just briefly with your witness before I speak.
Yes.
Ma'am, now you talked about when these... I'm sorry, should I identify myself? Thank you. I'm Attorney John Spotheimer, and I represent Dave Sonsini and Sharon Sonsini, who are abutting property owners. And ma'am, now when you bought these trees, and when did you first install them?
These on the end were in 2019.
And
the only reason we extended the trees that we purchased in 2016 was because a driveway was installed right near the property line.
Okay.
And again, for privacy.
Okay, I'm going to show you this picture, and I'll just give it to the board. This shows all of your trees as they line the.
Mm-hmm.
This is a a true and apt description of the trees on the property line,
yes.
Correct?
Okay. Now the ones at the
Hold
end.
On a second. There's
okay.
No question.
Okay.
So would you say those trees are anywhere from 10 to 15 feet high?
No, I said they were like 12 to 14. Some might be 10.
Well, okay, well,
yeah.
Within that framework, so 12 to 14 feet high.
Yes.
So they've grown, say, from 6 feet to anywhere from 12 to 14 feet high since you put them in there, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions of this witness at this time, but I may call Mr. Sonsini, and just to go over some of the points that Council Cole made. Okay. I don't know. Are you done, Ian?
Yeah, I'm done. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. As I said, I'm representing the Sonsinis, who are the abutting landowner. And as you can see, and there's no doubt that these trees have gone up anywhere from 12 to 14 to 15 feet high. I know that they certainly exceed the 6-foot limit. There's a couple things you have here. And council was trying to speak of a non-conforming use. They're not buildings, they're not structures. They are arborvitae, and they don't fall within the non-conforming use statute. But even if they did, they are increasing in size. You cannot just increase a non-conforming use. And as they grow each and every year, you are increasing the size of the non-conforming use. So I think perhaps council may have the ability to analyze this from a legal standpoint on behalf of the town, but clearly it is an increase in size in the non-conforming use. And whatever is being done in other homes with the arborvitae around the city of Derby, that is not before the board at this time. What is before the board is the order of the zoning enforcement officer regarding this specific use of the property, and the fact that you have a non-conforming use that certainly has extended over the years. And council is trying to tell you that these are not hedges, they are arborvitae, yet they still do not act as a proper bar if they are over 6 feet, as your zoning regulations imply. So I think I'd like to have Mr. Sonsini just come up and state. Okay.
David Sonsini, One Schmidt Terrace, neighbor of Bob and Roseanne Hackerod.
And how long have you lived there at One Schmidt Terrace?
22 years.
Okay. So you've seen the different structures come in?
Yes.
Okay. These trees?
Yes.
Okay. And were they 6 foot approximately when they first came in?
Yes, but they weren't grown over on my property.
Okay.
At that time.
Okay. So they've grown higher than 6 feet to the 12 to 14, 15 foot range. And they've even grown on your property, regardless of what height they are.
Right.
Okay. All right. And have they ever gone back down to 6 foot at all?
No.
Okay. So they've continued to grow in height.
Upward.
Okay. All right. So therefore, I think when you have to look at this in two regards. You have the order of your zoning enforcement officer that they are in fact violating your regulations. And if you attempt to analyze the Connecticut general statutes as far as non-conforming use, you can certainly see that it is an extension of the non-conforming use each particular day, week, or month that it grows. And so it just can't be treated as a three-year situation, because it changes all the time. If it was 6 feet back in 2016, now you have something that's 12 to 14 feet. So the non-conforming use statute does not apply to this situation. So I think you have no other alternative than to support your zoning enforcement officer and to stand behind his order. Thank you.
Yes, they've grown. So they've been non-conforming since 2016. I mean, if you want to get technical about it, we go back 3 years, but they've certainly been probably at least 10 feet tall or so for the last 3 years. So, I mean, that's the kind, if they've been in existence for the last 3 years and these been more than 6 feet, more than 7 feet, more than 8 feet, more than 9 feet, probably more than 10 feet for the last 3 years. So maybe you can require, you know, you can adjust this order that the CEO did. Maybe you can require that the tops be cut back to what they were 3 years ago. That's a way you could handle this if you want. The neighbor's problem, big problem apparently, is that the limbs are growing on his side of the property, but he won't allow my client to go over on his side of the property line to cut the limbs back. He doesn't seem to understand that under Connecticut law, he can cut them right back at the property line as long as he doesn't kill the trees. He has that right. But he wants my client to do it, but he won't let my client get on the property. I guess he wants my client to get a crane and lower somebody, you know, on the cable to cut these limbs.
He wants to say what's going on, that's one thing. But when he's testifying, trying to guess what my client wants or doesn't want, I don't think that's unfair to make that allegation to the board.
Well, we're going to ask some questions when you fall over. We're going to ask them questions where I'm going to ask you questions.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you.
I'm going to ask both of you guys questions. Okay, because we're going to get to the answer to this tonight.
All right.
Okay, because I want to know who's doing what and who's saying what. So I'll let you guys
I'm done.
Your spiel here.
So I'm done.
And then we're going to open it up to the board, and the board's going to.
I have no further questions.
You're all
and
set.
And I'm done.
And you're all set. Okay. Anybody else from the public wish to speak on behalf of this application? Does anyone else from the public wish to speak? We have somebody online. Mark is outside of Kevin. Is there somebody on there that wants to speak on this? Or?
Oh, well, I don't know. You have to ask, but it looks like it's the applicant for item 10. His name.
Oh, okay. So that's all right. All right. Not hearing anybody else from the public. I need a motion to close that public portion. Or do you want to? No,
you're
going to
ask questions.
No, we're going to ask questions. We're not closing it just yet. I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself here. All right. Anybody from the board? You have some questions? I have. I'm going to start. Mr. Santini. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Come to the. I have a few questions.
Yeah.
Why now after 8 years? Because if they're 6 feet, I was a landscaper and I had a business. So I know that they grow about 6 inches a year.
Okay.
Minimum.
Okay.
And then if they want to cut it, I want to know if this allegation is true. Are you not allowing them to cut that back on your property to go back there and take care of it? It's
in 2023, I got a knock on the door. It was Bartlett Tree Company wanting to come on the property to trim their trees. Okay, why would I need or they need permission to come on my property to cut their trees? I'm going to show you a picture, please.
Okay.
The trees were planted, as they said, in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wish I had brought the pictures of the trees that existed there that were growing 4 feet over and covering my boat on my property from their other existing trees. This is 2020 when this was taken. This is my side of the property. They do have plenty of room to have these trees trimmed every year, as they had the trees on their side of the property trimmed since 2016. The trees on my side have never been trimmed. And in 2023, that's when the problem started arising about the trees growing into my fence, pushing my fence, and growing over my fence and over the property line. I had the place surveyed, the property surveyed, and I wish I'd known. I would have brought you 15 more pictures of the property taken when I first moved there.
So these are less evasive now than what the hemlocks were, is what you're saying, because those were really encroaching. Now they knocked those down and they put these up.
Yeah. But
and
anybody, you're a landscaper.
Yeah, I am.
realistically, would you plant trees 15 to 20 inches arborvitaes next to the property line?
I did that at my father's, yes.
Okay, on your father's.
On my
do it to a neighbor?
I did it to my neighbor on his on the property on both sides of my
okay,
father's
that's
house.
Disrespectful, it's in my opinion.
Not when they gave us the blessing for it.
Okay, but it's a nuisance to me because I have pictures home that the branches during a snowfall come and hang over my driveway when I'm going up and down the driveway. And that's, you know, that's not acceptable. I'm 80 years old. I don't want to go trim trees. I don't want to. I'm on limited income. I don't want to go pay anybody to trim those trees. I don't want the liability of Bartlett or anybody coming on the property to trim their trees. That's not right.
Okay.
It really isn't right.
So they want to trim it and you want it off the property, but they can't go on to
their trees from their property.
And then if it goes onto your side, can they go and clean it?
I'll clean it.
Okay.
But
I'm going to ask you to just go back to the microphone when you're speaking, please. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'll clean it, but I don't want the liability of someone else coming on my property trimming it.
Okay.
They should have been trimmed as in that picture from 2016. That's 2020, and you could clearly walk between the property line mm-hmm. to trim it. If you go there and look, you can't go there and look. Their trees are trimmed perfectly, and they grow 6 to a foot more wider on my side because they've never been trimmed.
Okay. Anybody else have questions for about the Packer? No questions?
Are you familiar with the state extension that's been referenced?
Well, I am. And this commission, or board, I should say, is when it hears an appeal from the zoning enforcement officer, it's essentially acting in the judicial capacity.
Thank you, sir. Essentially acting in a judicial capacity and it determining whether or not the zoning enforcement officer correctly interpreted the City of Derby zoning regulations. So it falls upon this board to look at its regulations, determine the intent and meaning of those regulations, and to determine under these circumstances how to apply those regulations and whether or not the zoning officer correctly applied them, given the facts that you heard this evening from both sides. And the particular regulation, as you know, is, I believe, well, it's section O, is it 195, 26O?
26, yeah.
26O.
No fence hedge or wall, 6 feet in height, may be erected within any required side or rear yard.
Yes, and it does use the term erected. And the regulations also in other sections do make it distinguish between trees and shrubs. That would be in section in the flag lot section of 195.62.8a. And that section actually calls for the planting of evergreen species at least 6 feet in height, but that deals with flag lots. But it goes on to state suitable existing trees and shrubs may be preserved or augmented by plantings to provide the required buffer. So there is a distinction between trees and shrubs within your regulations as well. So you should be aware of that when you're considering the appeal. There is no definition of hedge within your definition, within your regulations. There is a definition for structures, which I think is fairly consistent with the definition of structures within the statute referenced by Attorney Cole, 8-13A, which deals with nonconforming building structures or land uses. It says any combination of materials in your regulation refers to, again, any combination of materials to form a construction for use, occupancy, or ornamentation. So conceivably, you would need to determine whether or not this row of trees is a structure or a hedge, some combination of both. As far as the non-conforming use, that section 8-13A does allow non-conforming uses to continue, as does your zoning regulation.
Right.
And, a mere intensification is not necessarily an expansion of a non-conforming use.
That's what I wanted to ask. That's what one of the questions I had when Attorney Spottenheimer was speaking about how it's constantly increasing.
Right.
So all of us on this board, when we have a pre-existing non-conforming, right, that they're looking to expand on something, it's always by the size. Is that the same as
well? There's difference up between
you know what I'm saying? Like, people are asking for variances to encroach something or to build and to increase, and then therefore they increase the footprint of, because the size lot.
Right.
I don't know if I'm saying this right, but it's the amount of coverage per the land, you know, like you can't exceed
right.
a certain amount per, right? So when it's going up, is that the same?
For the variance, that's a very difficult question to answer, because there's a lot depends on what's in your regulations, because at vertical, if you have a non-conforming structure, and it's a one-story structure, and they, because the structure is too close to the property line, and they increase it to a two-story structure, is that an increase in the non-conformity? It depends on what your regulations say.
Right.
Probably going not. In my opinion,
going up, not.
But it's,
you know, when you ask for a variance for 12 feet and you have one, and then you want to encroach that and say, I want five more, and you get it down to 7 feet or something like that. You know,
right.
That I can see. But if you're going up, you're not changing what the. Yeah.
It's 10. It's a 10-foot tree, the same as a 20-foot tree.
Right.
Right. Once you're over.
Once you're.
Feet. That's what you're trying to say.
Right.
Yeah. I got you.
That was my own. Kevin, you're still there? You want to weigh in I do have a question for you. Based on Roseanne's questioning, I guess you were there with Attorney Zekin at one point, and it was okay.
Mayor Zekin, I believe she referred to. No, I never visited the property of Mayor Zekin. No, I did not.
Were you at a meeting with? So, I'm going to go back.
No, I don't know what she was. I don't know what she was referring to when she said that. I never visited the property of Mayor Zekin.
Mr. Cole, I want to go back to your line of questioning then.
Yeah. Do you want?
Yeah, I stand up and your line of questioning and her answer.
Yeah.
I want to go back to that specifically. I want you to
yes.
Tell me the question that you had asked her, and I want the answer back from her again.
Ms. Huckerud, I asked you whether you had a meeting with, there was a meeting at City Hall with Kevin White. I don't know if it's a meeting, but you saw him and you spoke to him at City Hall. This was before the September visit to your property.
Yes. Okay.
And what happened at that meeting with Mr. White?
At the particular meeting that you're talking about, I asked Mr. White what I needed to do. And he told me that he and Mayor Zekin had been up to look at the property. And he told me they were beautiful trees. They were on our side. He felt they should be able to stay. And he advised me not to talk to my neighbor. And I didn't. And that made me very upset, because we always talked. I always talked with his wife. And so I was not at that meeting, or that when they drove by, they never stopped to speak to me at my house. That was the only thing that he told me, that the trees look good. They were fine. Leave them.
And that was Mayor Zekin?
No, that was Kevin White.
Kevin White. Okay. Kevin?
Yeah, I don't remember that at all, Sam, to be perfectly honest with you.
You hear what he's saying?
I said, he didn't remember that at all.
Oh, I remember it clearly.
Okay, that was it. Thank you.
Okay.
Do you remember this at all, Kevin, back in 2023, like they're stating?
Yes, she came into the office upset that the neighbor had asked her to remove the trees. And at that time, I had not visited the site. We tried to figure out what the reasons were, whether they were getting along, as in any neighbor dispute is maybe something that has happened in the past. That leads to this kind of actions, but according to her, she didn't really have anything that she remembered that would, you know, precipitate this kind of action. And I basically said to her, well, if you go on and talk to him, you know, maybe you can get it resolved. I didn't hear from anybody until this coming, this past summer when the neighbor came back in. I had thought that it had been resolved. That's why it kind of lay dormant for that length of time.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions for Kevin, attorney, for the applicants, the neighbors? No? Jeffrey?
So I'd like Jesus asked, so there is privacy now that you feel you're these arborvitaes are making a barrier so your neighbor doesn't look into your house?
They're getting that. Arborvitaes grow like this. And so there's still spaces in between the trees at the top. And that's where the he has a camera for his driveway. We can see the lens clearly from each room in our house. And he told me that he has cameras and he's watching me. I don't know why, but he told me. He didn't want me driving down the terrace. He told me that, why am I doing that? My driveway's on Schmidt Terrace and I often drive around to check the health of the trees. I'd also just like to, if I may, respond to what Dave said. We do not have our trees cut this way. A couple of times we had some branches that were poking out cut. We do not have these in here. We had the hemlocks cut every 2 years, $2,000. The top 17 cut them, and Dave would not allow us to cut his side. We asked him numerous times, and we had Cinto, who's long out of business, and she said they need to be cut on his side, and he wouldn't allow it. He would not allow it. So we've tried to be good neighbors. We've always been good neighbors. And this has been very upsetting. And the privacy is very important. I just believe you are entitled to privacy in your own home. When we go into our rooms now, we have to put the shades down because we don't know if the app is being used to watch us, like he told me, maybe he just said that, and he meant he's watching the cars. I don't know.
Okay.
We spent a lot of money on those fees, and we can take care of them. And we're going to come up.
Well, they can trim their side. Like he said on the record right here, he said, you can trim your side, and then he will clean up his. Just don't go on his property and do the best you can to keep up and maintain your side. Yeah, so.
And we have a meeting with some of the arborists, and he wanted the arborist to cut down like this with his own tools, not with the Bartlett tools. Yeah. And so that was the end of trying to cut them on his side. But as I do know, there is a Connecticut state law that says that if he doesn't like it, he can cut it up to the property line. and he cannot damage the health of the trees, otherwise he'd be responsible.
You have a chain link fence, or do you have a wood fence here?
It was wood fence.
The stockade was replaced with a 4-foot chain link.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Chairman, what goes? She brought up issues about the cameras. Perhaps you, it came out of nowhere. At least refute some of the issues before you board it. I mean,
okay. Well, we're here on a variance of privacy here, not on.
It's fine. That's fine, but I mean, I was a little on testimony just by the applicant.
Yeah, I don't know the relevance of cameras.
That's mine.
If you want to, the public portion is still open. We'll take your statement, and then we're gonna. You have to stand up, and you have to speak into the microphone. Hit the button, please, on the left.
The issue. Roseanne called me. I got a call while I was at CVS one day, and she started telling me about Kevin White told her to cut the branches and stuff like that. That's when I told her, I said, I see you driving down the road, and even I have two neighbors that will attest to it. Ever since I went to Kevin White, they have been driving down the road, which is a dead end street, mm-hmm. just to go slow by to look up to see if I touched any of their hedges, which I haven't touched.
And well, it's the road that they have the right to drive.
I understand
that. They want to do it 100 times a day.
That's when I mentioned to her that I have cameras and I see her going by. I have old cars in the garage and I need the security cameras.
Understood.
That's why I have all the Ring cameras. And I didn't mention to her that I see her going back and forth on the road, okay. which she never did before.
Okay. All right. Anything else, guys? All right. We'll make a motion to close the public portion. Motion made by John.
Second.
Seconded by Ray. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Public portion is closed.
Mr. Chairman, just the appropriate motion, I think, would be to either uphold the decision of the zoning enforcement officer or overrule the decision of the zoning enforcement officer. Correct. And overruling it would be that you disagree with the ruling of the with the order to remove or cut.
If we overrule, do we have to stipulate reasons?
You can also, Brian, they can also modify. I mean, I read their regulation. According to your regulation, you can modify the order.
But there was some.
If you thought that his remedy was incorrect, then you could address a different remedy rather than remove or, you know, trim something like that to make it comply. But it would have to be based on the regulations.
So any ruling, do we have to provide reasons or rationale, or is it just uphold or overrule?
It's just uphold. It's not a variance application, so you don't have to state your reason.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody?
I'd like to make a motion to overrule the zoning enforcement officer's ruling.
Need a second.
Yeah.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion made by John, seconded by Ray. Discussion?
Well, if you read, so my rationale, if you read the statute, it says, what did you say, hedge? Yeah, right, hedge. And everybody's been calling them trees all night long. And what I've looked at, it seems our varieties are trees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were to uphold this, somebody could make anybody cut any tree in the city down to 6 feet, right? So that's my concern. And when they were installed, they were conforming because they were at, they were 6 feet. So that's
my rationale.
Right. And part of what we do, you know, we have to take in consideration not just one isolated incident, but the precedents that we're setting for anybody going forward. Right. Discussion. Anybody else? Rita, I know you're not a voting member, but you've been, just because you're not voting. No, you can speak. You can even ask questions if you.
I'm new, so I don't know all the rules. So I thought, you know me, because I always have a question, but I didn't.
That's why I didn't hear from you. And I'm like,
I know. That's why you're looking. Unlike her, she's finally quiet for once.
No. But did you have a question? We can reopen the public portion if you had a question.
The bottom line to me was, you know, the difference between a hedge and a tree.
Right.
And are we, if this zoning regulation is talking about hedges and these are trees, where it seems to me like it's apples and oranges, that it was inappropriately applied to trees. These are not hedges. Mm-hmm.
They are a tree.
Landscaping. My mother had hedges and we had to cut those hedges every year, and those hedges, you know, hedges grow very stringy. These are very pointed trees. So I think that clarified it for me.
Ask your question.
Okay.
Yeah. And it seems like there was a intention or an opportunity to trim the trees that was rejected by the neighbors. So that was well intended and understandably rejected if you don't want people on your property, but then it falls to you to handle it yourself.
Right.
So, unless I'm mistaken.
No.
That was my thoughts. Right.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I was actually mistaken. You should state a reason for the because I misread it earlier. So I think you're stating reasons now, but if you would amend the motion to incorporate a reason as well. Yeah, for that action. Does that make sense? Yeah, I just was thinking it was just variances, but it is also an appeal of any order.
Okay.
A landscaper. There's a painting fence right next to the trees. How would you cut them if you were the owner of that property? Like they said, they can't get in there. Is there a way to get in there? I'm trying to find a happy medium for everybody.
Yeah.
Is there a way they can do that?
I don't know if they can reach over and cut to the fence, but it's his fence. That fence is his.
Mm-hmm.
So it's his property. So you'd have to go to it, behind it, and up, you know.
But is it doable, though? Can it be done?
I don't know how much is grown now. So, like, if you're on top of it, the difference between a deciduous tree or a tree that drops leaves like a maple tree or an evergreen is that the evergreens don't drop leaves. So what they do is they produce new shoots, right? Mm-hmm. And so the inside gets brown. So when the new growing season comes out and the new 6 inches or 3 inches of that evergreen buds, the inside dies out and it gets there. So if you cut it too far back, it's going to be bare. Whereas the leaves just drop on a maple tree, right? They come back next year. Then you can actually really cut that kind of a tree back pretty, you know, and then it'll, leaves will come back on that kind of tree before the buds come on. But on an evergreen, if you can only take up to so much off because the inside will be bare. So the inside dies off. And so it all depends on how far over that line is. And I wouldn't be able to know until I was there. And I can say, okay, I can cut this much, or I can keep trimming it, and I can keep trimming it. And then I would stop and say, okay, this is the point where I can go, because then you would kill it. Would it come back? It would take years for it to come back. That's the problem. An evergreen, you know, like it's thick and lush and green, but you go back, I don't know how many inches inside of it. It's not much. So, like, even if you were to say to cut 2 feet off the top of him or 3 feet off the top of it, it's going to take a long time for that shoot to come back and to grow back in. Now, if you just wanted to trim it, you know, an oval, and, you know, if you did it every single year, maybe cut back a little bit, because the new growth will come up. But you have to know when to prune it, right? So when you have like an azalea or a rhododendron, you trim an azalea or a rhododendron right after it buds, and then you trim it back because the new buds are. So I'll give you a rhododendron, perfect example. So it buds, when it dies off, you're supposed to cut it pretty much immediately, because when it's done, the new buds are going to shoot up. So if you trim it afterwards, next year, those flowers aren't going to produce. Same thing with a hydrangea. You get it at the end of the cutting season, because once that stalk comes up and you have a green point on the top of it, it won't produce a flower. But there's so many cultivars. There's 180 different cultivars of an arborvitae. There's, I don't know, 80 different types of hydrangeas. So some you can cut back in the spring and it'll come back. And others, if you don't cut it as soon as the bud is, you won't get flowers next year. So it's all different ones. Emerald greens are very tight, very thin and columnar. They have 2 liters that come off the shoot of it, you know, not conducive to deer. You know, only one is a green giant or a dark American. No, a green giant arborvitae is the only one that is deer resistant from eating. So people plant for different reasons and different things for. But just beware that the deer might attack your, if they ever find it, if they're ever hungry enough. It's like chocolate to a chocoholic. Emerald greens have been prone for deer. So that's the answer there. I can't tell you how much is grown into that fence to say that if they went back there and they went to that line and they went straight up, if it's not going to be bare and dead in there, and that it would ruin the.
It is a bit of a pickle if no one's allowed on the property to trim them.
Well, that they would have to go to the fence line on his side of the property, cut it. He's going to clean it. But
yeah,
you just got to. I don't know, somebody tests one in the back corner or something like that and see, can we do this? And then if it's good, but that's why you get a professional to do them.
So John needs to restate
this. So John, we needed a amended for and a reason.
Okay, I'll talk about my motion to overrule the decision of the zoning enforcement officer on the grounds that this is not a hedge, it's a tree. And also because the neighbor who has these trees needs some privacy.
He made the motion. You want to add that at the time that we're erected that they were complying with the 6 feet?
At the time that the trees were originally planted, they were 6 feet.
I'll second
that.
Motion made by John, seconded by Ray. Any further discussion? Rita? Okay. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Not hearing any, motion carries. Okay. It takes care of item number 7. We go on to item number 10. So it's my understanding that somebody in the... Mark? Oh, okay.
They'd ask that person to unmute and see what... I don't know.
Is that...
Just happened to say the name as item. That's all I know.
Item number 10 application, Nukched. Are you see that you might be online?
I am online. Again, good evening.
Good evening. It was my understanding prior to this meeting that we were going to be tabling this to move it next month. Is that still the case?
That's still the case. I just didn't want to drop in the middle of the meeting.
No, that's okay. No, we're on line item number 10 right now. We were going to just about make a motion to table this for next month unless there's something you wanted to add.
No, absolutely fine to table it for next month, please.
Okay, so we'll see you next month. Yes. Have a good holiday. Okay, so I don't think we need to do anything, right?
We jumped to 17.
We just jumped to 16, right?
16.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to jump right down. Did I need a motion for?
I'll make a motion that we approve the.
No, John, hold on. Do I need to make a motion to table those?
You addressed it in the additions and deletions.
Okay, I addressed it, so I don't need to. Okay, all right. So we go down to item number 16, approval of the meeting calendar for 2025 that was sent to us. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
No, John, do that again.
I make a motion we approve the calendar sent out for 2025.
Hit your.
Yeah, I'll second it.
All right, seconded by Jeffrey. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, item number 17, a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
If you guys want to stay, we can stay here for the new year. I know, John, you're normally right on this stuff. Ray's left. Motion made by Ray, seconded by Dave. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. The time 7:40.